still 4 degrees, but we know it's going to warm up, but we're heading south. Talking with Helen Geppert, who's the Eastern Regional Manager with the South Dakota Farm Bureau. And Helen, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you recover from the farm show?
Oh, you guys had a great farm show. And yes, we were happy to be there and met a lot of people and had a good time last week with everyone in the Watertown area.
Well, I was giving you a little static before we went on the air, and Mark was saying, Chuck, don't be that way. And I said, well, I've known Helen for a few years. We used to work together in Extension.
That's correct.
That was a while back. But anyway, Helen, you're going to be taking a group of college kids out to Reno. Let's talk about that in some of the collegiate discussions.
You bet. So on Thursday, I am going to take a group of our SDSU Collegiate Farm Bureau members. There's 5 students and then myself, and we are traveling to Reno, Nevada, for the Young Farmers and Ranchers Leadership Conference sponsored by the American Farm Bureau. And the conference is designed for, obviously, young farmers and ranchers, but also for the collegiate-level aged students, and there's several different tracks that the students will be able to participate in and workshops they'll be able to attend. And then we also have 2 students that'll be participating in the National Collegiate Discussion Meet. And the Collegiate Discussion Meet is similar to the discussion meet that's held at AFBF every year, but is strictly just with collegiate students. So we're excited. Our kids are excited to go, and we actually are flying out of Watertown Thursday morning. So.
Oh, wow. That's kind of the same discussion meet that Jared Nock just, took 4th in the nation?
Just a while back? Third.
Third, that's right, third.
Third nationally, yes. And so, yes, it's very similar, only, in fact, they even use the same questions like that he had to prepare for. Only it's strictly with the students have to be an undergraduate student to participate in it. And so they receive a scholarship for participation in it. And the kids have done really well preparing for it. They've actually even talked to Jared a couple of times, getting some pointers. Students from across the nation will be involved with it. There will be kids from California and New York, everywhere participating. So we're pretty excited for them.
Now, you always have a good group. How many, do you have any idea how many collegiate you have in that group? I know there's you have a pretty good collegiate group.
We have an awesome group, and I can't say enough good things about that group. And in fact, they give me a hard time that I brag them up a lot. But currently we have around 25 very active members in the collegiate group at SDSU. The interesting thing is about it, Chuck, is that not all of them are ag students. And so we have a few that aren't ag students but felt that it was a good group to be involved with. They've learned a lot about agriculture and where their food comes from, and so they've joined the group and been involved with it, too. Kids are from Wyoming and South Dakota and Minnesota. We had our own discussion meets that they participate in. They're currently getting involved with a program to go for Ag Day on campus here in a couple weeks, middle of March. Mm-hmm. And then they're also working on a couple of other activities and events with the Kingsbury County Farm Bureau. So we have a really good group. The kids are really diversified in their interests, and all of them are excellent students. So really happy to be a part of their group with them.
Well, we're getting less and less in on the farm, coming from the farm, and it's nice to see those that may not have been on the farm or learning about agriculture. They may be some of our good spokesmen as we move on and get further away from that.
Yeah. One of our most fun kids is an interior design major. She's exciting to be involved with it. She's just incredibly learning about everything, and she's just happy to be involved with it. So we're excited to have her. I mean, Every person that we can educate and you know, talk about agriculture with is a good thing. You know, we know she's a consumer, and she'll be able to give the real facts out there when confronted with things that aren't quite true. So we're excited about having them. The group is, like I said, a great group.
Now, South Dakota's got a very good group. Does every state have a group or not?
Most every state does, and it just depends. Nebraska has a really strong collegiate Farm Bureau in that they have seven different colleges, and, you know, UNL is involved with it, but also they have some smaller community colleges that also have a collegiate Farm Bureau. And so Minnesota's is very active, and actually when we're in Reno, we will be having supper with Minnesota and Wyoming as a group to, you know, be able to share more ideas, you know, and with some of our closer neighbors. And we're kind of excited about that. There will be 50 of us together that evening for the evening meal. So we're excited about going. The kids are excited. They've been scoping out everything to the different workshops. There's just tons of different things that they want to attend. And like I said, some of the tracks are set strictly for collegiate level, so they'll be talking about resumes and job interviews, as well as the other tracks are with technology and ag analytics. There's entrepreneurship workshops, there's engagement, and also relationships and how to, you know, how to keep the family farm going and different items, you know, different topics like that. So there's lots of stuff. We're going to have a busy few days ahead of us this weekend.
Now, are you going to be a good chaperone out there and let them maybe go to a couple shows or anything?
Well, you know, part of what... why we chose to fly out of Watertown was because of our, not always because of the flight connections, but the timing on our flight and the price. So we will actually be there Thursday, and we'll get there late Thursday night, and then on Friday we're actually going to go around and look at the town of Reno itself, because our collegiate discussion meet participants have to check in at 5 p.m. And so that Watertown was our best option to fly the day before because of the connections and price and everything. And so we're going to go look around Reno and try and find something interesting to look at on Friday. So,
well, good enough. Like to see you fly over Watertown and give the kids a chance. It's always fun to get them kind of excited on that out there. You know, it's going to be fun to see all those kids together with the other states, because they will be working together probably as they get older.
Well, and we've had some experience with them. There, a couple of the students are involved with some other organizations, and were actually at a conference last summer or last fall in Kansas City, and actually met some collegiate Farm Bureau members from North Carolina and Florida. So they're real excited to go and see what the other collegiate Farm Bureaus across the nation are doing. So we hope to come back with some really good ideas.
Is this going to be a competition then, or just a training?
Well, the two that are competing in the National Collegiate Discussion Meet, that's a competition, just like Jared did at AFBF, where they have a first round, and then they do all the way to a Sweet 16 to a Final Four. And there's, you know, scholarships in increasing values that are attached to that as they progress through. And so, they're pretty excited. We have a lot of good, you know, a lot of national sponsors have helped with the conference to make it affordable so kids can attend. And so, yeah, it'll be a good competition for those kids.
Well, Helen, thank you very much. You're going to have to let us know what happens out there, okay?
We sure will. So.
All right. Well, you have fun, too, out there, and you're going with some good kids, so it should be a fun time.
We will. Thank you very much.
Good luck, Helen. And that's Helen Geppert.